Thursday, January 11th, Nick Saban surprised most of the sports world by retiring. What he has done is remarkable and will probably never be done again. I think when it's all said and done, he will be looked at, if he's not already, as the greatest coach to ever coach in college football history. And I listened to Russillo today talk about him a little bit and got a couple crazy stats. Obviously, six championships at Bama, and then also one at LSU, obviously. Six championships in, 2007, I believe, is when he started there. So a remarkable rate of success at the top. If you went to Alabama under Saban's reign for 4 years, you won a national championship, at least one. At least one. He didn't have three losses. Like, he had three losses, I think, in 2010 it was, and never had that many again. And Russillo said he had one bad loss. You know, like, many coaches, like, what happened this season, they, like, kind of fucked up. You lost a couple games. You went 7-5, like, once in a good run. He didn't even have bad games. Like, basically, every team that ever beat Saban was like, okay, that's a quality opponent that, you know, had the ball bounce their way on that day. Other than that, his teams always, always, always took care of business. Every year since, I want to say, 2008, maybe, and I'm doing this all, you know, recall after listening a bunch of hours ago, but it was just remarkable to hear. Every year up until, I think from 2008 on until maybe this year, or there's one other year, Alabama was ranked number one in the polls at some point during the season. Like, it just doesn't happen. What he has done just doesn't happen and will not happen as, you know, the college world, now that NIL and the transfer portal, it's just not going to go down like this again. And it's remarkable that it did go down like this over the last 15 years. It is worth mentioning that his final game was a loss to the national champions, Michigan Wolverines. I just wanted to throw that in there. But when it comes to the history of college football, you know, you won't be able to mention it without including Nick Saban and the Alabama Crimson Tide under his leadership. Just absolutely, absolutely amazing. I don't know who wants to follow this, because Alabama has a rich tradition to uphold, and he just set the bar impossibly, impossibly high.